You know who could turn our luck around? The luck of the iris.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on the anniversary of his birth, 81 years ago today, it's Donnie Iris! What's up, Donnie? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I miss you, pal. I haven't talked to you in way too long. How have you been?
I've been good, man. Really good. Feeling great.
81 years. I mean,
yep.
It's a lot of lunches.
I was talking about this earlier. There's no Donnie Iris regimen. There's nothing that anybody can, you know, it's not like you
ate. It's not repeatable.
Yeah, it's not eating cereal. There's no secret way that you have attained or retained your abilities for all of this time. It's just you were born King Cool, and that's how it is.
Thanks, man. I don't know what it is. I'm just looking forward to playing again, man. That's it.
March 16th. Coming up with the Clarks. This is, I called it the Yinzer Live Aid earlier this morning. This is about as big as it gets.
Cuzcella.
Yeah. The Vindies and the Clarks at UPMC yep. Events Center on March 16th. Vindies yeah. are a great band as well. And Donnie, 81 years. And your singing ability, how much do you think you've truly lost from your heyday? Like 5%?
Oh man, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
You've hit all the high. You still hit all the high notes.
What?
You still hit all the high notes?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel good. I feel good, man.
Yeah. When's the last time you played?
Last March.
Oh yeah.
A year ago.
Oh man. You had some health issues, and you're fully rebounded from all of that.
Pretty much, yep.
I was reading a book about the Erie Field House, Erie County Field House. They put together this book of all the bands that had played up there, and Mark Avasek was interviewed in it, and he talked about the days of you guys playing like a barn like that. When you think of the glory days, when Donnie Iris and the Cruisers were hitting national prominence and had hits everywhere, and you think of the times like touring like that, could you imagine in today's world doing what you did back then?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I can't even think that. Yeah. Well, at this age, probably not.
Right.
You know? but, yeah, I mean, it's been a good run, man. It's been a great run, and I'm still having fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, why stop?
Right.
Donnie, we were just talking before you came on. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What is King Cool's dietary ranking?
Oh, let's see.
What's your probably favorite?
Dinner.
Probably dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, your Italian heritage, I'm guessing your favorite dinner is probably something like veal. What do you stay? Mm-hmm. What do you eat to stay King Cool
spaghetti
strong?
And meatballs. What is it?
No, you know, it's spaghetti and meatballs. Simple, very simple, man.
Yeah.
I do love spaghetti and meatballs. and pepperoni and, you know, all the good stuff.
Well, how are you going to celebrate your birthday today? You got a party planned or what's going on?
I do. I do have a party planned, and I think we're going to have a great time. It's going to be up in Wexford at, you know, that what's the name of that place? Napa Chop House.
Oh, good. Awesome. Oh, right on.
Fancy.
Yeah, it's a cigar bar.
Yeah, and that's a requirement for any King Cool activity. You got to be able to smoke a stog while you're there. Fire up a stick.
That's right.
Your relationship with DVE through the years has been pretty unique. You know, I've been here going on 25 years. And through that entire time and the 15 preceding that, you were always a staple here. And in a way, you've become this like representative of Pittsburgh in the same way that Permanis has, Heinz. No. You're a brand. Like, I don't want to say mascot as much as you're an ambassador of the town. When people leave Pittsburgh and they talk about Pittsburgh, you're one of the names that comes up. Have you reckoned with that?
You know what? It's great, Randy. I mean, I enjoy it like crazy. I mean, I bash in it, you know. I love it. I just love it. It's just so much fun.
And you've always had fun with the morning show through the years and doing Pants and Nat with Scott and Jim back in the day. We had multiple episodes of Pants and Nat that lasted for, you know, well into the 2000s that we were still doing Donnie Iris Pants and Nats.
The Donnie Iris sightings and stuff like that. Oh, my God.
So, wait, refresh my memory on the I remember the Roger Waters sightings stories, but what was the Donnie Iris sightings?
Well, they'd see me a giant eagle.
They'd call him and say they saw
squeezing him. The town talk bread.
Squeezing the town talk.
But I mean, the town still loves you. Everybody's going to be out at this show. It is if it hasn't sold out already, it's going to the UPMC Event Center on March 16th. Donnie with the Clarks, and I know that that's a special thing. As close as you are with those guys, who are they are the absolute best. All of them are just the sweethearts like yourself. They're really good people. This is just a feel good evening.
Yeah, sure is. They're great guys. I've known them for years. And the Vindys I've known for several years now. And she's just a great singer, man. Yeah. Wow. She can sing.
What? Her name is escaping me, right?
Jackie.
Jackie Popovich, is that it?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
But a really killer good singer.
Are we going to get some collaborations on stage for the show? I want to see everybody come together.
Everybody will be up at the end. Everybody will be there.
All right. Well,
I think we're going to give me shelter, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Get your ass out for that. Now, you know, we're doing the contest. We're doing the Luck of the Iris contest right now. We're giving away front row tickets to your show, Donnie, and backstage passes as well. So do you have any rules backstage for the fans? I mean, they can look you in the eye and stuff, right? This isn't like a Sly Stallone situation. Should they bring a loaf of Town Talk bread?
No, all they got to do is look me in the eye. Yeah, it's all right. I'm not like some guys where, no, you can't. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be fine. It'll be fine.
Ego is not one of the things I would use to describe you.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite. He's the everyman, Donnie Iris, King Cool. Can't wait for this one. March 16th, UPMC Events Center. Tickets on sale now. Get them at the UPMC Events Center box office while they last, because they're not going to for very long. Donnie, we love you, and we wish you a happy 81st birthday from the entire city. Mm-hmm. When I put this on social media, people were beyond excited that you were going to be on the program this morning. We miss you and sending you a lot of love, pal.
Oh, thanks, man. I miss you too, brother.
All right, man. Well, let's talk soon, and we'll see you on March 16th.
All right. See you then, man.
Okay, man. Take care. Oh, wait, Donnie, before you go.
Love you.
Before you go, man.
Yeah.
What are you listening to right now? I always like to hear what you're listening to. What are you listening to?
Yeah. Let me think. Actually, I'm listening to a lot of modern pop stuff. You know, from being in certain bars and stuff, they have, you know, I mean, I don't know what you'd even call it with the, you know, it's just new stuff.
Yeah.
Just, beat stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like most.
Yeah.
Like most
T-Pain.
Yeah. Like most 81-year-olds, you're getting all your new music in the bars.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
The youngest 81-year-old you'll ever meet, Donnie Iris. We love you, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
I'll see you, man. That's King Cool, Donnie Iris. And you could go backstage and visit with Donnie. What are you listening to? You know, the stuff that's in the bars, the new stuff, the beat stuff.
The beats.
Unbelievable.
That's what I was
so funny. I've seen Donnie Iris and the giant eagle squeezing a town talk.
Well, now it's like I've seen him in a K-hole at a rave.
Yeah.
He's 81.
I've seen him up at Coons taking all the tops off the Turner's Tea and taking a first sip.
He's one of a kind, and what a show that's going to be. Donnie Iris and the Clarks, March 16th. Like we said, if it isn't sold out already, I think there's a few seats left. Jump on it, because that's going to be one you cannot miss. I don't know how that guy stays so young. It defies all logic. He's 80 81 years old. Paul McCartney, what, 80, right? Mm-hmm. What is it about that era of rockers where these guys are like, it's just got to be love for doing it.
Yeah, and, stay moving.
Steering away from the pitfalls they saw other people gravitate towards when they were younger.
You got to have something to live for, right? If you're that passionate.
Oh, my God.
He's, like my dad is 81, and he loves like being outside, you know.
Yeah.
I think he's rebricking the alley behind the house now. Like he's got to be doing something. He works more than when he worked.
Yeah. That's kind of how it is. Well, Donnie's out there. He's on a course. Oh, he's got a stick every night. He knows how to have a
good
time.
He's in bars. I mean, to your point, that's hilarious.
You know, whatever the DJs are spinning these days.